This is another Red FM podcast. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, for more podcasts, check out redextra.ie. It's full of great Red FM content.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Come here, Audrey. Is there a chance the Russians do be snooping on the Skype hoo-ha I'm having with me old doll Trisha? I'm over in England here at the moment, and of course, the other baiters on it do be as dull as mallow. It's not as if I'm going to head out in the Lash Lake, because have you ever been to Wolverhampton? No? Well, don't. Luckily, the hotel's Wi-Fi is pure decent, and the old doll do get fierce frisky when I Skype her, pretending to be Alf from Home and Away. Don't ask. We were well into it there last night. I was calling her a flaming mongrel and everything when I hear a voice in the background going, "How long more, Trisha?" in an angry Russian accent. Is that a cyber hackanola? Don't you do any Blackpool.
My nephew is a hopeless tech nerd. We call him Swipe Left Liam. Never once got a piece of action on Tinder. They're actually sending him out. Plaque. I said, "What do you think the Russian is up to?" He said, "All sorts with that Trisha. Hashtag when Donny's away."
Now listen up, Petty. My daughter, Claudette von Sachsenhausen, the servant spanker, piggy to her friends, is after getting engaged to some chap from outside Kenmare. I know nothing of the area, thankfully, but Buffy Landgrabbington tells me they are a rather inbred bunch with a certain reluctance to pay their taxes. Well, in that case, Buffy, this Kerry chap should fit in perfectly with our lot. Huzzah! Is there anything to be worried about? Lord Edmund the Servant Spanker. London and Africa. Heaps of it.
My cousin married a guy from South Kerry because she's a negligible sense of smell. I said to her, "What's the most striking thing about Kerry guys?" She said, "They're unbelievable in the sack." I said, "Good at sex?" She said, "No, you literally can't believe a word they say."
We're flying Cork to Malaga for a quick break. No, kids. It's going to cost us somewhere north of $6,000. Drop in the ocean, both doctors. Is there any way to guarantee we get seats that are at least two rows from Northsiders? Monica, BlackRock. The Nori behind us on a recent flight from Malaga spent the whole flight talking about something called Napirshik.
I think your best bet is to book the front row and then pay for a family of Southsiders to fly in the row behind you. There's actually a website that can help you. It's called noribuffers.ie. I checked it there. You can hire a family from Turner's Cross for only £50. And that comes with a guarantee they won't try to talk to you about the salad burger and Dino's.
How are you going on? My uncle, Dennis, died last month and him 102. Now, in fairness to the man, he was a homosexual when he was neither proud nor profitable. And didn't he go to his grave, known locally as gay Dennis? Anyway, the will was read out, and long story short, yours truly is now known locally as a millionaire. I was thinking how I'd spend the money when Timpat put his finger on the matter. He said, "Posh Cork City people have been buying property here in West Cork for ages. Why not buy one of those new townhouses in Montanati and give them a taste of their own medicine?" Is he off his rocker, tell me? Den Petty Endy, the luckiest man in Dunmanway.
That's not saying much. My niece has a book out that helps bog people integrate into Cork City. It's called "Would You Ever Stop Wiping Your Nose on Your Sleeve?" I told her your story. She said you'll never fit in above Montanati. I said, "What's he missing?" She said a massive sense of entitlement.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.